Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
With this opportunity from Olive Garden offering a lifetime pasta pass. Who isn't thinking about a big bowl of pasta now at 6:08 in the morning?
Me?
I don't know.
Give me at least until 10. That's usually when I start thinking about lunch.
I don't know. Maybe we're missing out. Coffee and pasta. Maybe that's like a thing.
Do you know that, okay, obviously there are these crazy diets all over the place, but one of the previous bachelorettes, I follow her blog and her on Instagram, and she swears by the pasta diet.
Yeah, I know.
That is a thing.
Yeah, I know.
Their
I've heard it.
The theory is that you eat all your carbs in the morning, and then you have all day to burn them off.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
She eats a whole bowl of pasta in the morning.
Well, if you believe that stuff, this could be for you, this Olive Garden Lifetime Pasta Pass. Listen.
Welcome to the world of Pasta Pass, where endless possibilities are around every corner, while the never-ending Olive Garden Pasta Pass offers you 9 weeks of unlimited pasta, sauces, and toppings, the Lifetime Pasta Pass gives you all the pastas, sauces, and toppings you want for the rest of your life. Plus, unlimited soup or salad and breadsticks. Because what else are you going to clean your plate with?
Oh, boy.
The Lifetime Pasta Pass is $500.
I just,
Lifetime, though.
I just gained 13 pounds listening to that promo.
Oh my gosh.
But same. I like it, though, but I'm really happy right now. Like, I do. So you can buy this for $500?
The Lifetime one. They're only giving out so many of the pasta passes. They're $100.
Yeah.
But they're only giving out, like, something like 24,000 or so. I can't remember the exact number, but it's not that many. But then you can upgrade to a Lifetime for $500.
I feel like if you're, like, young and single,
it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Because you could just go there multiple times per week.
A day. Multiple times a day.
Well, I hope you're planning on meeting your future spouse in an Olive Garden if you're going to be eating there every single day.
We are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks. We are.
This kid, I mean, I am
and
all
And the
about,
wedding is there.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be? It's catered.
It's unlimited. It's a Lifetime. Are you taking this serious or not? It's called a Lifetime Pass for a reason. It becomes your whole life, man.
I am all about Olive Garden, the breadsticks, and oh my gosh, the Alfredo sauce,
yeah,
the whole thing.
Your salad's really good. Big salad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, salads too. Right. But everybody goes there for the breadsticks and the sauces, but this cannot be good for you. I mean, unlimited.
Let me check here. I can't find anything wrong with it. Just look.
There's none.
There's nothing.
No.
So just keep an open mind. Think about it. If y'all are in, text us. Let's see how many of you guys will do it with us. Text us 800-992-1099. That's right. We're talking about unlimited lifetime pasta. It's 6:10 in the morning. That's how we roll around.
People. Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right. Day number two of school for Hillsborough County. And Pinellas, you're on the clock for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, the big day's tomorrow.
I know Pasco went back yesterday as well, so Pasco doing day number two. Just real quick, want to throw out the Mark and Melanie Got Your Back pack. We came into some awesome QYK backpacks. We don't have millions of them, but we were fortunate to get as many as we could. And so we're asking people who, if you know of a young boy, a young girl that needs a backpack for school, either can't afford one or they have one that's in really bad condition, they can't afford to get a new one. If you go to 995QYK.com, the morning crew page, there's a quick form to fill out. So, again, this isn't for kids who want a new backpack. If you already have one, this is for kids who don't have one or they have one that's totally falling apart and you can't afford a new one. So,
yes.
It's not a prize. This is something that kids need.
I know. We did get some messages saying, yeah, oh, I'd love a QYK backpack.
My kids love QYK. And it's like, yeah, but
Yeah, it's supposed to be for people who really are in need of one or, you know, like you said, just their old backpack is all tattered. It's got holes in it.
Well, if it rains, it's going to get wet. All their supplies are going to get wet. So 995QYK.com, morning crew blog. Listen, I wish we'd give everybody a backpack. And maybe next year, that's what we're thinking about. Maybe next year we'll do a huge thing. Maybe we could get a million backpacks. That'd be awesome to give out. But so if you know of a kid, maybe you're a teacher and you've noticed a child in school, you know, and you'd like to get a backpack for them that if they need one. 995QYK.com, the morning crew section.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 995QYK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, get ready. Blake Shelton next Monday. He's going to be back with new music. He's going to be singing with Trace Adkins. Now, he's done this before back in 2009. We all got a hillbilly bone down deep inside. No matter where you're from, you just can't hide it when the fans. That was a huge song, 2009, Hillbilly Bone. This song is going to be called Hell Right. Sort of like Hell Yes, but Hell Right.
Hell Right.
Yeah, Hell Right instead of Hell Yes. And, you know, Blake talked about this. It was probably about 6 months ago, and he's like, you know, I sort of like just releasing singles. I don't know that I'm down with a whole album right now. He's got a lot going on.
I don't really think I'm working on an album still, to be honest with you. I just want to record some songs and release them. I know it's inevitable that we're going to have a project, but I'm loving just recording a song and putting it out there, you know?
Yeah, it's just... Listen, these guys, they get more time. You know what I mean? They can still do their other things. They don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
sit in a studio for months and months.
Locked down.
So, looking forward to that next Monday, Hell Right. And again, that's with Trace Adkins and Blake Shelton. All right, Brothers Osborne. They've got a live album coming out.
To play this place one night is a gift. It's an accomplishment that everyone should remember. But the fact that we did it three, it's still, I can't even wrap my mind around it.
It's called Brothers Osborne, live at the Ryman, and it's going to be available October the 11th.
That'll be really good. I love when artists redo them and they do it live, and you can hear the fans screaming in the background.
Especially at the Ryman. It's such an iconic place. Those guys, too, they have this, they're so unique that, I don't know, like, they work at the Ryman. The Ryman, because they have that traditional sound, it just works.
Oh, yeah.
All that, you know, just what they're about, what their music's about, that really works. So a lot of new music, a lot of new projects on the way for country fans. It's exciting.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, Brantley Gilbert tickets with Michael Ray coming up at 7:40. You ready for that? FGL's money at 8 o'clock this morning.
All right, putting the reminders in my phone.
7:40, Brantley Gilbert, 8 o'clock, FGL's money on 99.5 QIK. On the way next, I want to get stories from the car line from the first day of school yesterday for Hillsborough and Pasco.
Already there's drama.
Yeah, call us, text us. We want the stories. We're getting some great photos on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. People are posting their back-to-school pics. These are really, really cool. So Hillsborough Pasco yesterday. So today's day number two. Enter Pinellas tomorrow.
Yes.
So Pinellas County on the clock for first day of school tomorrow. And my kids are all like, last night they were like, so is tonight the last night that we don't have to go to bed? I'm like, well, no, you have to go to bed tonight. But it's the last night where you could stay up as late as you're going to stay up. Because starting tomorrow... is back to normal school that time.
Back to school. Target was crazy yesterday. I was just running in to get some paper towels. The lines were so long because all the last minute parents were going and getting school supplies.
Did you see the, there's an AB, I think it's an ABC Liquors. Did you see their sign yesterday?
No, what did it say?
It said, welcome back teachers in front of the liquor store.
That's funny.
It's been trending around. I see it everywhere. It's all over Instagram, Facebook.
That is really funny.
Genius, genius move. It's in Hillsborough, so I would imagine some of the Pinellas ones are going to do the same thing for tomorrow. But it's ABC Liquors, welcome back teachers. That is great.
It really is.
That's
funny.
Absolutely great. So we're seeing some great pictures on our Facebook page. Feel free to add yours.
Yeah, the first day of school pictures. I think it's so cute. Either they're in the classroom or in front of the house, and it's just really adorable, all the parents, and just how proud they are of their kids.
I'd love to talk to first-time car liners, first-time parents that had to sit in the car line yesterday. I did see some pictures of that yesterday, too. Whoa. Some of these look like they would have been in an hour, maybe.
Kevin,
maybe longer, man.
The line you showed me looked like a new iPhone came out or something.
Listen, always the first day. It's always crazy.
Yeah.
It will start calming down as this week kind
people
of progresses.
People get into a routine. You'll start to kind of figure it out.
Yep.
But listen, I remember my first time in the car line here a few years ago. I was scared, man, because I was scared. And this was afternoon car line because obviously I'm here in the morning. I didn't know what to do. I actually had my wife on the phone. I was like, do I pull into this? I didn't know what to do. And then...
do you make eye contact with the other people in the car?
I try not to.
Or do you just kind of stay the course? Don't look at anybody.
Yeah, when I was nervous, I didn't. Now I know what's up. But that's what I'm saying. You'll get there. You'll just figure out, like yep. the rhythm behind it.
Do people try to muscle in, Carline?
Oh,
you know when
gosh.
You're merging, like when you're going to the
I've
airport?
Seen, I saw a lady get out once and go to the other car and have it out with this woman.
Really?
Like, screaming. Yeah, it was
screaming
over one spot. It was one. That's what I couldn't believe. I was like, you're arguing over, like, I don't know, 10 to 12 feet. That's what you're arguing about.
Yeah.
You know?
Not just that, but your kids go to the same school. So it's not like you're going to encounter this person again.
Oh, yeah, 100 times you will.
Probably every day in the car.
Every day, 100 times, you know?
Do not make eye contact.
No.
Just drop kids off.
I don't know. Sometimes I just shake my head. But there would be, if somebody had a show called the Car Line, like you know they have live PD?
Yeah, Car Line Confessions.
If they had live Car Line, oh, my gosh, it would be huge.
It'd be awesome.
Live Car Line. All right, let's go to
Mrs. Tracy.
Yes, this is crazy. 800-992-1099. You can call us, you can text us. Stories from the Car Line yesterday. For a lot of people, it's the first time ever. Call us. Hey, maybe some of them will be great stories. Maybe some will be.
Yeah, maybe it was easy for you.
Yeah, maybe some will be super challenging story.
Fingers crossed.
Call us, text us. It's Michael Ray on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
I couldn't believe they were going to get up this early and talk to us.
Me either.
Dan and Shay, let's do it.
I want you all myself. We don't need anyone else.
How you doing?
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. How you fellas doing?
Doing great, man. We're rocking on some coffee right now, and we're wishing we were down there at the beach with you guys.
It was a very humid, sultry 95 yesterday. I was sitting at a tiki bar right on the Gulf of Mexico. It was good, man.
That does not suck. Yeah, that's amazing. We were actually in a dusty field in the middle of Illinois. So you win.
Listen, guys, congrats on the success. All to myself. Looks like you guys are doing it again. I would imagine, is there a pressure, like, so tequila comes out, smash, huge. Is there, like, anxiety after a song like tequila? Like, what do we follow that up with? And then what do you follow that song with? Like, how do you get, like, mentally, like, where are you guys at with all that?
And it is tough. You know, you think about it, you know, as artists, you want the best for your fans. You know, you have the responsibility to try to put out the best music that you possibly can. And whenever seeing the success of tequila, it's, you know, it definitely is in the back of your mind. Like, man, we got to follow that up, you know, but for us, we're just so thankful to have had that moment. So, you know, there's a little bit of pressure, but we're also thankful to have had the success on that. And then, you know, Speechless followed that up and was just as big. And it's crazy, man. Now we're so thankful to have another one climb up the charts. And we appreciate you guys. You know, that's radio is the way that our fans listen to music. It's how they discover new music. And that's exciting. It's exciting to be back up here again. And we appreciate y'all's support.
Appreciate your guys' commitment to putting out just great music, man. I don't know how else to say it.
Because we have to sit in here and listen to every single song that we play, and thank goodness for you guys.
Yeah. Oh, man. We'll try to keep them coming for you guys.
Well,
just like Shay was saying, we appreciate you guys so much, and we owe radio and the fans out there who listen to the music, we owe them the best music we can possibly make. So we're busting our butts all the time trying to make it happen.
Excited to see y'all August 30th, Florida Georgia Line. Are you guys doing the tour with your families, or how are you guys doing that?
They have come out, I think, a couple weekends, but it's been fun, man. Those are all of our buddies, and it's been a wild time, you could say. We got Morgan Wallen and Hardy has been out on that tour, and it's a bunch of, you know, friends, which is a dangerous thing to do when you put us all together for several weeks.
Well, we're looking forward to that August 30th. I know that you guys are still dusting off from the cornfields and everything, but, man, we'll be right by the beaches, so if y'all want to hit some beach time, we're down, man.
Have a new surfboard that we can.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's awesome. Now, my parents have a place down there, and they listen to the station all the time. So,
oh, we love that.
Yeah, thanks for playing the music and making me look cooler than I actually am.
That is absolutely fantastic. All to myself, we're going to go ahead and play the song here in a second. And real quick, I got to tell you, the Lion King weekend, and you know where I'm going with this, Shay. Dude, you were such a hit in my house. I had to keep hitting watch again on that. It was a quick clip.
How are you so good at that?
I know, but my kids, dude, you made my kids' weekend. They went to see Lion King. Then I was like, listen to this. And they were walking around the house doing it, man. That was so cool.
I was just bitter that I didn't get the part. No, I didn't. But that was such a spare of the moment thing. It was just so funny. People would ask, like, man, how did you guys think of that? Like, what gave you that idea? And I used to do that all the time in soundcheck, so it was just good timing that the movie was coming out. But I don't think that either one of us had any thought to it, like, blowing up like it did. Everybody always asks about it, like, oh, it's like the Lion King thing. So that's what we're best known for, honestly.
It's funny because where you filmed it at, it looked like the room where they filmed the Saw movies. Like, it was a creepy little area, but it was awesome.
Saw 1. It was the set. We went to visit it.
No, that room is very suspect. It's in Jones Beach in New York. It's a tunnel that goes between the grandstands and the stage, and it's underwater. It floods all the time. I think I would rather be in the Saw room.
Right. All right.
Well, we're glad you made it out alive. Well, we got a viral video out of it.
I just heard the tone of death, so we've got to let you guys go. They're killing our interview. But, hey, guys, we'll see you August 30th. Dan and Shay.
Yeah, we can't wait.
All to myself. Congratulations, fellas. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate y'all talking to us this morning.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Have a good one.
Later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Brantley, what happens in a small town? 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, let's do this. Brantley Gilbert tickets, Michael Ray. This is going to be an awesome show. Callers 9 and 10, we're playing Mark and Melanie's world famous name game. When you are pitted against somebody else, and the race is on to see who will run out of names first. All right, callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Brantley, Michael Ray tickets.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Brantley Gilbert, Michael Ray tickets. That is what we're playing for right now. Lori and Amanda, our contestants. Lori, you were the 9th caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Amanda, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing in that category. You guys will then go back and forth until the first person runs out of names in the category. All right, let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Lori.
Okay.
Your category is name things that start with the letter B as in boy. Go.
Boot. Baseball. Basket. Ball. Bucket. Boy. Boat.
Five seconds is up.
Yay.
Lori.
Good job. I had a total blank.
It happens.
So well, you could have said blank. Blank begins with a B. You could have said I'm blanking out.
I know.
And then
you
Mark, way to put salt on the wound.
No, sorry. Just give her an idea, man.
Well, Lori, you are going to see Brantley Gilbert and Michael Ray.
I could have said Brantley. For God's sake, could have said Brantley.
Leave Amanda alone. It's hard when you're on the spot.
It's hard. It's very hard.
I'm trying to help her brainstorm. Brainstorm is a B.
I completely forgot them.
I know. Listen, when you're under pressure, right, the lights come on and you're kind of like, oh, no, this is real life. I know. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow at 7:40.
Yeah, thanks for playing, Amanda.
Thank you.
Bye, Amanda. Lori, congratulations.
Bye. Thank you.
We'll see you at Brantley with a B.
Okay.
All right.
Is there anything I have to do special?
Yeah, there is. Just hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right. The texts are going to come in, and they're going to come in fast.
Oh, yeah.
Text us, what other things could you have named with a B?
I was thinking names.
Sure.
Brad.
Bob. Billy.
Yep.
Beer. Booze.
Oh, Kevin came in.
Beer.
He's even got it.
That's pretty good. So, BOGO.
Beach.
Oh, Beastie Boys.
Bowie.
All right. Well, we could keep going, and you can, too, on our text line. What did we miss? 800-992-1099.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Life-changing alert. Life-changing alert. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's
That's
morning.
That's different than life alert, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
No. That's, we don't want that to happen. But let me tell you something, folks. Are you serious with what Olive Garden is coming to the table with? Listen.
Welcome to the world of Pasta Pass, where endless possibilities are around every corner, while the never-ending Olive Garden Pasta Pass offers you 9 weeks of unlimited pasta, sauces, and toppings. The Lifetime Pasta Pass gives you all the pastas, sauces, and toppings you want for the rest of your life. Plus, unlimited soup or salad and breadsticks. Because what else are you going to clean your plate with?
All right, so you have a decision to make here. Do you want the 9 week pasta pass or do you want to go lifetime for $500?
Do you want to still be able to wear the jeans you currently wear or do you just want to live in yoga pants? Those are your options.
Living in yoga pants doesn't sound horrible.
No. I kind of already do.
I throw this out here. You know, in a few minutes here, we're going to give you an opportunity to win Florida Georgia Line's money. Buying these unlimited pasta passes will be of no consequence to you. You'll be able to pour that right out of your pocket, man.
Yeah, $100.
And then if you want to upgrade for the lifetime, it's $500.
Yes.
Yeah. So $100, like, would it be worth it? $100 for the 9 week unlimited pasta? You can go as many times as you want. 9 weeks, $100.
Gosh, that's just so much pasta.
I feel like the first week you could make your money back, and then you've got 8 weeks for.
In your pocket.
For profit.
Yeah.
You do get the unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks, too.
Oh,
so if you
deal.
Don't want pasta every single time for the 9 weeks, you can switch it up.
Man, the way I look at this is as close to overcome as owning a restaurant. So I might as well get the $500, and I basically own part of the Olive Garden. I'm kind of like a franchisee.
Oh, I bet they know the people that get these passes
because
they just see them every single day coming in.
The restaurant owners, they get free lifetime pasta. So now so do you. So you're a restaurant and you're an owner. I own a restaurant.
I like it.
And people are like, prove it. I'm like, cool, we'll go down there right now and I'll just get free stuff. And they'll be like, well, the only person gets free stuff is the owner, right?
I'm following you, but if you were to get Florida Georgia Line's money, would you do the $100 9 weeks or would you do the $500 lifetime option?
I'm in it for life.
You're in it for life.
I'm in it for life.
All right, you're pot committed.
Yeah. I want a lifetime achievement award. That's what I'm looking for right there. So yeah, I do it. Anyway, that's a real thing, you guys. $500. Think about that, Olive Garden.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
That's Keith. We were 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Hey, Jimmy John's is buying somebody a house. That's pretty nice of him. You know, HGTV tries to do this every year. They buy someone a house.
Oh, who are you telling? I enter that sweepstakes every day, all year long.
Oh, when's the next drawing for that?
It's not for a while. They haven't opened it again, the sweepstakes.
Okay, so here's the Jimmy John contest. Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's only delivers within 5 minutes of their stores to maximize freshness. That's why Jimmy John's is buying someone a house. A really real house in a Jimmy John's delivery zone.
For real.
Tell us why it should be you at jimmyjohns.com.
So the house is located within one of their 5 mile delivery zones. So it's guaranteed every day you could have a
freaky fast.
Yeah,
delivery.
Freaky fast delivery right to your door. Great idea.
It is good.
Fantastic idea. So if you're looking to move inside a Jimmy John's delivery zone, there it is, jimmyjohns.com. You just got to give them the reason why.
Now, can they bring back Sprouts?
Oh, they don't do it anymore, yeah.
I know. I'm saying you can give away houses, but you can't bring back Sprouts. What the heck?
I've never moved for a crazy reason. I wonder what the craziest reason if someone's ever actually moved.
Even if someone gave you a free house? If HGTV, if you won that free house,
okay.
I always have this conversation
that's
with Brian,
different,
right?
That's different, though. That's different.
But if
that
you
house
win
is
it,
incredible.
Right, but if you win it, it's always somewhere random.
I'm going.
It's in
I think
Oregon,
it was in Vermont this year.
Yeah.
I'm there. I saw the pictures.
But
I'm there. What?
Well, good to know. All right.
What?
Bye. Bye to us, Kevin.
I know.
Come visit.
Liver.
Come visit.
Oh, thank you for that offer.
Come visit. Just for like 2 or 3 days. But yeah, come visit.
You just going to do the show remotely or are you just quitting altogether?
I honestly don't think I could leave the beach. I'm too much of a beach bum. So I would just Airbnb it out, you know, and then go up there for like Christmas or something.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I get a house on the beach somewhere. I am gone. I am gone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
All right, now that we said that Nutbags, north of Florida, has gone international, let's stay in one of the 49 other states first. Culver City, California.
Okay.
Well, residents of this SoCal neighborhood were in for a treat when police and firefighters escorted a man off the roof of a home. He was naked He was a burglar. He tried to break in via the chimney.
Why naked?
Eesh. A lot of questions. Why through the chimney? Why naked? Everything. Police did say it took a few minutes to get the suspect out of the chimney, but once they did, he was arrested without incident. Police said he was even surprised that he didn't have clothes on. I don't know what's going on there.
What? I'm naked?
Even the naked man was shocked he wasn't wearing clothes, apparently. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our international debut of Nutbags North of Florida.
Here we go.
Takes us to India. A man named Akash. Well, Akash came from a well-to-do family. It was Akash's birthday. Akash's dad bought him a brand new BMW.
A brand new car.
Oh, nice. This thing is really...
A brand new BMW?
No, I'm looking at pictures of this thing. I mean, this is...
Are they looking to adopt anyone that's possibly 31 years old?
They are. And here's the reason why. Because Akash was angry at his dad. See, Akash had requested a Jaguar.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
So, Akash took a video of taking the BMW.
The brand new Beamer.
Putting it in drive.
Oh.
And running it into a lake where it sunk.
No, not the BMW.
Police called and they asked Akash what was going on. He said he wanted to show his dad the video of him drowning the BMW that he did not want.
What an ungrateful little brat.
Investigators had to get a crane to get this out of the bottom of the lake. Holy moly. Akash was not arrested.
I hope he didn't get his Jaguar.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Doesn't deserve it.
That is our first international story of Nutbags North of Florida. Now, I know we're getting a lot of texts. And let me just tell you our answer. We don't know if India's north of Florida or not. I guess it would depend which way you get there.
It's
so,
just not here, okay?
Right. All right. Nutbags north of Florida, pretty much. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.